Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah.
right, all right, all right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Fresh Fire Friday. Amen. Praise God. We thank and praise God on today. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I have been revived. Come on. I've been restored. I've been renewed. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I am active more than I was before. Amen. Praise God. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. To Fresh Fire Friday, you are on the air with no other than the one and only, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil on this Friday afternoon. Praise God. I thank God for you, and you, amen, that came on today. Thought it not Robbie on a Friday afternoon. Praise God. So we thank God today. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for our revival on this week. Praise God. It's been such a blessing. Amen. Pastor Waters. Amen. Kicked it off. Amen. Praise God. Bishop Thurman Butler came behind her. Praise God. And Lady T. Amen. Came behind him. And here comes, amen, Apostle Carolyn McNeil on the closeout of the day. Praise God. We thank all the ones that's been in prayer for us. My awesome husband, amen, been in prayer for us for the whole week, and I thank God, amen, for Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil on today. Praise God. He always, amen, praying for us, amen, to do the will of God. So we thank God today, amen. I want to open up in prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to his name. You know we can't do nothing without reaching the heavens. I got to get my face up there, amen, with the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, that no, that amen, I trust him, I believe in him. Praise God that he can do all things through me. Praise God. So I thank God. So let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I thank you, Lord God, for all the listeners on this line today, Father God, even the ones, Lord God, that's not here today. I ask that you bless them as well, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we know that we are living in a fallen world, Father God, so I pray right now, Father God, that the gospel will go to the four corners of this world, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, even this radio show, Father God, yes, Holy Spirit, that we will reach places, Lord God, that our feet had never touched us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord God, for blessing MCI Ministry Radio, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your seal approval upon it, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, God, how you're bringing about a change in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Now, Father, as I step aside, allow the Holy Ghost to have his way on this Fresh Friday, Lord God. We give the show unto you, God. We dedicate it to you first, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we may lift you up, Father God, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name, I pray with thanksgiving in my heart and my soul says amen. Guess what, y'all? We're going to go to This Ain't No Ordinary Worship. I love this song.
This ain't no ordinary.
Come on, help me say,
Hallelujah. Glory God. Glory God. No ordinary worship. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. you. Sometimes you can feel low, but still I rise. Amen. Hallelujah. Rise above your problems. He said, against all odds, still yet I rise. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Let's hear from her again. Hallelujah. Glory to his name.
My hopes and dreams are faded.
bless the Lord. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Open up our heart. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, praise God, praise God. Come on, people of God, we're going to worship the Lord. Now we're going to get our praise on. Hallelujah. How many know, praise God, that God is an awesome God? So put a praise on it tonight. Amen.
Hello? Am I on? Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming tonight. I got a young man I wanted to introduce you to. We call him Ike Knight. Oh yeah, I'm a music major.
Tears rolling down your face. With your heart feeling like it's gonna break. When your earth feels like it's about to shake. When you're taking all that you can take.
In the middle of it, praise God, hallelujah. He knows, people of God, he knows what you're going through, hallelujah, knowing that your help comes from the Lord. Lift your hands up and right in the middle of it and give him some praise and shout for joy, because surely he will bring you through, hallelujah. Somebody know, praise God, we done prayed on it today, amen, hallelujah.
If I had the pleasure of bringing out Christ, this is just how I would do it. It ain't got to be the way you do it. You might not think it's just right, but this is how I would do it.
All right. This is how I would do it.
Somebody needs to make that confession of faith tonight. Say it.
I will never be the same. Not after being with you.
Healing. I want you to say this. I came here sick, but when I leave, I'll be healed.
Thank you.
Y'all get my granddaddy up these steps here. Come on. I'm changing.
Oh, I'm changing, Lord. I won't ever be the same. Oh, no, 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 no. You've done something for me.
I thought after being with you.
You've done something for me. Oh, Lord. You fix me up. You turn me around. Oh, you planted my feet on higher ground. I won't ever be the same. Just can't be the same. Just can't be the same. Been in my hand. I won't ever. I just won't ever be the same.
I have to be with you.
Woo.
I'm changing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. After being with you, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Granddaddy, I know you up in age, but guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You're changing.
Yes, I'm changing.
Every day you're changing.
Nothing got a hold on me, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, you got a hold on me.
You got a hold on me. You got a hold on me. You got a hold on me. You got a hold.
Yes, hallelujah. Something got a hold on me. Hallelujah. We bless and praise God. Hallelujah. Put that song on today. Praise God. I'm going to play one more song. And after that, the power word is coming next. Your fresh fruit. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. Let's get ready. Let's get ready. Let's get ready.
Whatever I do, I'll get it right. With no regret, no guilt or shame. This time, no, not this time. Once I surrender, I won't dare look back. 'Cause if I do, I'll get off track. Ahead in faith and patiently await your answer. What will it be? Sight beyond what I see. lost everything, but I still had you. You showed me your grace. Now my life's renewed and I thank you. Yes, I thank you. So I'm telling you, one who listens, I'll testify about how good you were to me. When so friends passed me by, the fact that you would show somebody to grow down. So much, much more. And what I see,
you know what's best.
I know you know what's best for me.
Amen. This time I'm going to be ready. Prepare my mind, prepare my heart. Hallelujah. Because this time, hallelujah, I'll be ready. I'm going to pass this test. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. That song, amen, got me through many a days. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I listen to it every now and then to remind me where I came from and where God brought me to. Amen. Praise God. So we thank and praise God. Amen. Praise God for the first 45 minutes of this show. Praise God. I pray that your soul was blessed on today. But guess what, y'all? It is time for fresh fruit. Praise God. Hallelujah. So today, praise God, I'm going to close it out. I'm going to close it out, y'all. Come on, Holy Ghost. So now I want to take us to Nehemiah, amen, the 6th chapter, starting at the 15th verse. We're going to close this thing out with a bang. How about that? Hallelujah. Glory to his name. The Bible says, so on October the 2nd, the wall was finished. Just 52 days after we had begun. 52 days it took them to finish that wall. When our enemies and the surrounding nations heard about it, they were frightened and humiliated. They realized this work had been done with the help of our God. Now, can you imagine, praise God, they got frightened because, hallelujah, after all they took Nehemiah through, praise God, hallelujah, they was fighting and they was humiliated and knew that the help came from the Lord. Somebody say the battle is the Lord. See, when you read Nehemiah 6, 1 through 16, it tells you, praise God, that the battle is the Lord. In some Christian circles, people teach that if God is involved in a believer's life, they will naturally experience peace and prosperity in all areas, including their health, finances, and relationships. But throughout scriptures, we see that God's people suffer in this fallen world due to sin, hardship, hallelujah, and the actions of other people. Even when God's people are in the center of God's will. If you have struggled with the why me question amidst life difficulties, find encouragement from Nehemiah. The battle is the Lord. Nehemiah had prayed, sought God's will, and faithfully led the people into a renewal of their faith and in obedience to God. Yet, opposition faced him on every front. He suffered from criticism, mocking, conspiracy, threats of physical attacks. At one point, the work stopped due to strong opposition. The people were overwhelmed by the burden of rebuilding the wall and were listening to the voice of discouragement. People of God, I want to tell you today, praise God, you have to be careful of the voice of discouragement. I'm going to say that again because I want you to hear what the Holy Ghost is saying to you today. See, you might have faith, amen, that has rocketed to the heavenlies where God is, amen. But sometimes you get people around you, praise God, with the voices of discouragement. Don't receive it. Have you ever been there? Walking in faith is difficult. Perhaps you have been hurt, felt abandoned, or have been sinned against. Maybe you find yourself in a life circumstance you never imagined, and cracks in your armor of faith are beginning to appear. Hallelujah, Jesus. Nehemiah should give up hope. Nehemiah, praise God, hallelujah, but he didn't. Nehemiah should give us hope. Though his faith was tested and his followers fell into doubt, Nehemiah was able to rise above the voices of skepticism, fear, and despair by focusing on the size of his God rather than the size of his problems. Remember, people of God, don't focus on your problem. Focus on your God. How big is your God in your life? How big did you make him? So you got to understand, he says, hi. And his feet touch the ground, praise God. We serve a big God, yes, Holy Spirit. No matter your circumstance today, you also can know that God is on your side. He loves and cares for you and is fighting on your behalf. Place your confidence in him. And then when he rebuilds the walls of your life, give him all the glory, because surely, 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 he shall rebuild every wall in your life. Hallelujah. Every wall that was torn down, he will build it up for you. So that is your fresh fruit for Friday. Amen. Praise God. Remember, people of God, you're working for the Lord. They realize this work had been done with the help of their God. The battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. Remember, as you travel on this journey to do the will of God, let God fight every one of your battles. And remember, you have to stick and stay, kneel and pray. Hallelujah. That is your word for today.
They said you can have it because it is yours. They said you wouldn't make it, but God said I'll open doors. They said it was over for you, but God said it has just begun. They said you might as well give up the fight, but God said the battle is already won.
They
talk to you, they put, they even laughed on you. But in the midst of all of that, God still raised up a champion. In the midst of the hurt, in the midst of the pain, in the midst of distractions, he said, didn't have a dream, oh, but God said you have heard. They said this problem will never end, but God says I'm bringing you out, my child. They said you might as well throw in the towel, but God said this storm is just for a while. They talked on you, they prayed, may have even lied on you, but in the midst of all of that, God still.
It's been such an awesome, awesome hour. Praise God. How many know that you are the chosen one. Praise God. Hallelujah. There has been such a great cloud of witness before us. Amen. Praise God. This song is an example, amen, of what the ones that had to go through before us. So they are the ones, amen. Hallelujah. If we having a problem, we can look to the word of God to get some encouragement, letting us know that you're not the only one, amen, that can be discouraged. You're not the only one, praise God, that can be torn down. You're not the only one that can be ridiculed. You're not the only one, praise God, that's going through something. There is a big, great cloud of witness from all the ones that walk before us. Amen. Abraham had to leave his home. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. With nothing. Praise God. He had to go. He didn't know where he was going, but he went on the word of God. So today, people of God, hallelujah, whatever you do, go on the word of God. Not your emotions, but on the word of God. Thank and praise God for today. And hallelujah. Fresh Fire Friday. Praise God. I'm glad to be here taking Pastor, keeping it real, McNeil's place on today. Praise God. I think he done handed it over. We'll see what God say. Amen. Praise God. We thank God today. Sometime I just lift my hands to heaven and give him the praises. Amen. Because he's so good all the time and all the time. He is good. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, amen, I want to first blow the shofar, because I don't want to forget, amen, to blow the shofar before I pray. Blowing your blessings right on the way. Amen. Praise God. Let me blow the shofar before I pray. Amen. That is the clarion call of God, gathering his people, gathering the blessings, amen, to come forth in the name of Jesus. So we thank God on today. And let me pray, praise God, before I leave today. Hallelujah. Don't forget, praise God, yes, Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord, for this, amen. Praise God, don't forget, amen, on Sunday morning, praise God, at 9 a.m., praise God, I will be on Apostle Carolyn McNeil at 9 a.m., praise God. Don't forget, on Monday, praise God, Pastor Keeping It Real McNeil will be on at 6 p.m. on Tuesday. Amen. Bishop Thurman Butler will be on Undisputed Truth. Amen. Praise God. At 6 p.m. Praise God. On Wednesday, Lady T Weekly Word Workout will be on. Praise God. Hallelujah. And now we have a newcomer to the ministry. Amen. Praise God. We welcome her. Praise God. Pastor Ainona Waters. Amen. True Vine, amen, praise God, International Ministry, praise God. So we thank God, amen, for all the ones, amen, praise God, that thought it not robbery to give their time unto the Lord. And don't forget, on Fridays, Fresh Fire Friday. You don't know who you're going to get on that day. I might call anyone. Amen. Praise God to be a blessing on that Friday. Amen. As we come together, the clarion call of God. Amen. Praise God. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I come and I thank you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I ask, Father God, that you will wash over our minds, hey, yes, hold up, with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and the destiny for our lives, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any door, hallelujah, that needs to be shut, God, whether spiritual or natural, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask, Lord Jesus, that you open any door that needs to be opened, Father God, for us, God, whether spiritual or natural, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you, Lord God. We ask you to give us, Lord God, each one of us, Father God, hallelujah, glory to God, under the sound of my voice, God, as I pray today, Father God, for clarity of vision, God, in the name of Jesus. God, clarity of sight, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Clarity of thought, Father God, clarity of mind, Lord God, and clarity of knowing and hearing your voice and your voice only, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Every other voice, Lord God, that is not of you, God, we ask that you silence it right now by the blood of Jesus. We take authority over every negative voice right now, and we call forth the anointing that breaks yokes, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because you said in your word, God, it is the anointing, it's the power to break, God, to break yokes, Father God, in our lives. So we thank you right now, God. We thank you, Lord God, for the revival, God. We thank you for all the ones that participated, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for restoring us, renewing us, reviving us, God, and reactivating us, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for pushing us forward and catapulting us, God, where the enemy cannot find us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father, we come against every backlash right now, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We come against every assignment of the enemy right now, God, in the name of Jesus. And we call forth the power of the blood of Jesus to cover each and every one, God, under the sound of my voice, including myself, Father God. And I thank you and I praise you. I glorify you and I lift you up. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen. God bless you. Here's the song. Good night, good night, good night. Happy Friday and a blessed Saturday.
Now I want everybody to clap your hands.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen and ladies, we want to bring to you Memphis' own. The world's been waiting on it, and now the wait is finally over. Chantel.
Trouble in my way, I have to cry sometimes.
Makes you cry sometimes.
You lay awake at night.
Fix it.